News. I'm Steve Miller. Imran Khan appears to become Pakistan's next prime minister, although official results have not been unveiled. Reuters' Matthew Laritana reports supporters of the jailed former leader Nawaz Sharif allege the vote has been rigged.
He would inherit a nation struggling to fight widespread poverty, a worsening relationship with its ally, the United States, and multiple Islamist insurgencies. 31 were killed on election day in a bombing at a polling station claimed by Islamic State. It's a meteoric rise for the man who spent most of his civic career on the political fringe, if the vote stands. Khan's opposition says they'll reject the results.
That was Reuters' Matthew Laritana. A bomb exploded outside the U.S. embassy in Beijing Thursday, wounding the lone assailant, but police described the weapon merely as a firework device. Beijing police said the suspect, a 26-year-old man from China's Inner Mongolia region, had injured his hand and been taken to the hospital. AP correspondent Christopher Bodine reports the U.S. embassy sits in a busy corner of the city, hosting numerous diplomatic installations as well as hotels and stores.
The U.S. Embassy in Beijing is an enormous complex. It's multi-story building protected by high walls. There are large numbers of people lined up outside it virtually every workday waiting to get in for their visa interviews. It's always a very busy place in a particularly busy part of Beijing.
Police did not provide a motive. Troops searched for survivors in the remote southern tip of Laos Thursday, 3 days after the collapse of a hydropower dam that sent torrents of water through villages. State media says at least 26 people have been confirmed dead, more than 130 are missing, and over 3,000 people are reportedly still awaiting rescue from swirling waters. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and the European Union have agreed to work towards zero tariffs and zero subsidies on non-automobile goods. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says more tariffs on European Union imports are on hold while trade talks continue.
There will be no new tariffs while we are negotiating, that either party can terminate that. And if we successfully conclude the agreement, there would be no car tariffs on the EU.
The president announced the agreements alongside EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker at the White House Wednesday following their meeting over Trump's trade dispute with the EU. The death toll from coordinated attacks by Islamic State fighters on a usually peaceful southern city in Syria and its surrounding countryside has climbed to 216. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
Mass funerals were held in the city of Ceuta on Thursday, a day after the wave of attacks that began in the early hours of the morning and lasted for several hours. IS militants also attacked a number of villages in the northeast, where local militias and residents took up arms to fight the advancing attackers. The Islamic State group posted no death toll for its own men in Wednesday's fighting. It is the worst violence to hit the area since the country's conflict began. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Sorrow was giving way to anger in Greece on Thursday as rescuers searched scorched land and the coastline for survivors 3 days after a wildfire destroyed a village outside Athens, killing at least 82 people. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
This woman yelling no one was notified. The fire engines didn't come and the village was left to the mercy of God. One official has suggested residents should have been evacuated earlier. At the scene, hundreds of rescuers are continuing to search the scorched ground and coastline for survivors. Dozens of people are still missing, including 9-year-old twin sisters. The cause of the fire is still unclear. One theory being examined is that the blaze was deliberately started in three locations at the same time.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich. A new report says fighting between farmers and herdsmen in Nigeria has killed more people this year than attacks by Boko Haram Islamic extremists. The International Crisis Group says the violence threatens to undermine national stability ahead of elections next year. Authorities in Poland have banned bathing at over 50 Baltic beaches after hot weather led to the toxic growth of bacteria in the unusually warm sea. Such intense growth of cyanobacteria has not been seen in 12 years and results from high temperatures of some 34 degrees Celsius that raise the temperature of the usually cold Baltic. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.